Open up. Jesus Christ, it's me. I know what happened. You don't need to hide.
I came as soon as I heard. Let me in. Oh my God. He really fucked you up, huh? Fucking A. Fucking assholes. I'm here because you're my friend and I care about you. Until I can get you cleaned up, obviously. Thanks. Did you really think I wasn't gonna rush over here to help you? I mean, I know you weren't gonna tell me what happened, but there were a lot of people at that party. I got like 5 texts. Lots of people were worried about you. You have friends. I just wish they would have helped you when you were actually getting hurt. I know. It's hard to know what you're gonna do until something happens. But that doesn't matter right now. What matters is taking care of you. Okay. Take off your clothes. I'm serious. I'm not gonna be able to clean you up and check all your wounds unless you at least take your shirt off and your pants. You can leave your underwear on if you want. Cool. Sit down. I'll get the first aid kit. Of course I know where it is. I've been here like a million times. Fuck. These fucking bruises are awful. I'm not gonna lie. I want to go get my baseball bat and hurt them right back. Tell me what happened. Yeah, I know that I said I heard about it, but I want to hear about it from you. Okay, so they were talking shit about me? What did they say? You don't want to tell me. Must have been sexual. Let me guess. I got called a slut and that I did all kinds of nasty stuff, right? Well, you knew they were lying, so why didn't you just walk it off? You couldn't? Wait, did you get really mad? Jealous, even? Sorry, I don't mean like, I'm not offended, okay? I can imagine it was disturbing to you that I would fuck someone like that. And I kind of like it that you got mad on my behalf. I wish you hadn't gotten hurt for me, though. Are you sure you don't want me to take you to a hospital? I know you seem fine and all, but just to be safe. I knew you'd say that. Always gotta be all stoic and show strength. Okay. Hold still. It's gonna sting. Look at you. I know this has to hurt. Fuck, the bruises on your back are worse. Cannot believe they did this to you. I don't think they're gonna get away with it, to be honest. No, I'm not gonna do anything crazy, don't worry. This is just gonna catch up with them. Things like this don't go unnoticed. Hold on. I need to put a bigger bandage on this cut. So you don't bleed all over your fresh clothes, obviously. Just so you know, those are lies. I mean, you already knew that, but they lie about a lot of girls. Even so, I wanted you to hear it from me. No, I never did a goddamn thing with any of them. And I don't care what other people think. I care what you think. You're my best friend. What they probably heard was what actually happened. There was a guy came on to me. I said no. I was polite at first, but he didn't take no for an answer. He got kind of handsy, and I punched him in the face, and he fell down. Lots of people saw it. A lot of people laughed. I didn't mean to humiliate him, but that's what happened. He deserved a lot worse. I think a lot of people probably wanted to kick the shit out of him. I was just the one lucky enough to do it. So I'm sure that got around and enough people read the lie and you got caught up in it. I'm not gonna let them hurt you again. I'll kill any one of them if they try. Does that sound crazy? Maybe it is. You couldn't stand the idea of people talking bad about me. That means a lot more to me than you know. You put yourself in physical danger to defend my reputation. I think what you did is stupid, but it's also really special. No one's ever done that for me before. Thank you. Well, honestly, I also feel kind of dumb. I think that if you're brave enough to do what you did, then I should be brave too. I can't wait any longer to do this. I'm kissing your bruises better. I thought that would be obvious. That's what you want, isn't it? Me to kiss you? I hope this doesn't hurt too much. I want to show my affection. And I want you to heal so fast. I'm not doing this out of pity. For fuck's sake, I really fucking like you, okay? I'm sorry, I'm just really scared. Because despite everything you've done, I'm afraid that you won't like me. Or you won't like me as much as I like you. Because I like you a lot. So, I want to suck your cock. Is that okay? You can say no, I don't want to push you into it or anything. Great! I'm so fucking ready for this. Mm. Are you shocked that I'm so eager to taste your cock? I wanted to do it for so long. You know why I didn't? You're gonna laugh. I said to myself, he loves me as a friend. But he's too good for me. I said to myself, it's a friend kind of love. Not a love. I'd never be good enough. Not where someone as noble as that. I'm too forward. As a friend, that's okay. But never as a lover. I always thought you were amazing. But now I'm falling for you hard. I can't let you slip through my fingers. Some other girl would just take advantage of your generosity. You need someone who really loves you. And he tells you what to do sometimes. So can I, little one, get to taste every day? You're cute when you moan like that. You should do it more often. I have something to confess real quick, because this is getting serious really fast, and I think you should know. Just because I'm good at one thing doesn't necessarily mean that I have any idea about doing another thing. Like, I've done some mouth stuff, obviously, but I've never actually fucked anyone. Never even came close to letting anyone near me. So, you want to be my first? Don't look so shocked that I've never fucked anyone before. Just because I'm confident doesn't mean that I ever went all the way. I never found the right person, that's all. Or maybe I had, but I didn't think that it would be right. Or that I was the right person. I think we both know that you like me a lot, right? You risked your health for me, dumbass. And I just patched you up and sucked your cock. So, I mean, you know that I really like you. So, clearly you should be mine forever. Sure, I'm kidding, but not really. So, do you want to be mine officially? and fuck me? Normally I would be a lot more patient about this, because you're obviously in pain, but I think you need to know how much I really care about you. So I'm gonna do my best and ride you nice and slow, okay? And you just come whenever you feel like it. Yeah, slow's good. You're lucky you turned me on so much. Fuck, you feel good. Oh, you never thought... you were made for me. You know that, right? Oh, like... we should have always been together. I couldn't imagine not being close to you like this. Oh, or like how we were before even. I just wanted to be with you. Always. Oh, that's why I never confessed. If you rejected me, I would have lost what I had. It isn't fair. I'm trying to do this for you and you're still making me feel so good. Oh, do you feel good? Oh, you know, I keep saying it, but... is this better than the blowjob? Well, you're moaning pretty loud. You're getting close. Don't you dare stop making noise. I love making you feel good. Let me make you feel good. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I feel you coming. I feel you. Oh, yes, feel me. Oh, that's gonna bring me to the edge. Oh, good. Oh. Oh, wow. I wasn't really expecting to come. Oh, that was meant for you mostly. When I felt you start, I just lost it. Well, now you know how much you turned me on, I guess. That isn't all bad. So, I've never cared about anyone like I care about you. But I have something to say. don't you ever do something stupid like that again, okay? Because you're mine, dork. Do you really think that I would want you to get hurt again because of me? Anyway, that's enough appreciation for one night. I'll order us some tacos and we can just stay in and watch something. If you need me to, I can change the bandages or help you wash or whatever. Well, it turns out that I like taking care of you. And that was before you let me suck your cock, so now you won't be able to get rid of me. So just sit here, relax, and I'll get you something to drink. Everything is gonna be all right.